Hello.
Oh my
Hi,
gosh.
hi, hi, hi.
This is my least
Hello.
favorite song from Mother Goose Club.
Good morning
Stop
to
it.
you.
Stop.
I have just given you the gift of that song for the next 24 hours.
Now it's going to be stuck in my head and
Hello,
your head.
hello, hello. I like walk around all day singing that. Well, hello everyone. This is a fun day for us. We're just podcasting up a storm and it's so fun.
Because we're about to go to Disney World in like, what is it? 8 hours?
Yeah,
we're about to get on a plane for a red-eye flight with our kids.
Oh my gosh.
And then we're going to be in Florida for 5 days.
Six
days.
Five-ish, six-ish.
6 days. And we're going to go to Disney World for 4 of those days. We're staying at Fort Wilderness Resort. And for this podcast, we wanted to kind of, because it's before we go. So we wanted to lay out all of our expectations and hopes and dreams. And all of you Disney fans, there's tons of you like who are Disney regulars, Disney World regulars. You'll probably be laughing if some of them are irrational or are highly unlikely. And
yeah.
Then afterwards, we'll report and see what expectations were met and which ones were wildly unrealistic.
And if you're like my friend, I have a best friend who hates Disney.
Hates Disney?
Yeah.
Who?
Shamra.
I thought you were referring to Sam because...
No, I have another best friend who is a Disney goddess, and she has literally and I may make this into a special Disney podcast / vlog. I'm really considering it, and just reading off her texts verbatim.
Have the idea for like a Disney hack video.
Yeah, get ready for that if you care about Disney. But if you're like
it's gonna be fun to watch either way.
If you're like my friend Shamra, who hates Disney, and I will convert her.
Why does she hate it?
I don't know. She used to hate... Let me just tell you the story of Shamra's hatreds.
Shamra, if you're listening, sorry if we're telling too much about you.
Shamra met me in college and she hated... She thought she was... It's not hate. It's just she thought... She looked down on Justin Bieber, who is great. I don't even care who you are. His songs are great.
What does that have to do with Disney World?
I'm getting there. Justin Bieber, she hated. Nick Jonas, she hated. I don't know if she hated Les Mis, the Broadway play Les Mis, but all I can say is that I loved all those things. Oh, and she hated dogs. She hated dogs.
She likes dogs now.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
And apparently she hates Disney, and she also hates cruises. So far, by just being in my presence and knowing me and the wonderful person I am,
yeah,
and seeing the light through me, Shamra has come to own 2 dogs who she loves and sends to dog school even. Like she has swung from one extreme to the next, and a bus picks her dogs up for school. And I think it's beautiful.
They just run and jump in the dog door.
And she loves Justin Bieber. Not loves to, like, we're not obsessed with him. We just respect his music.
And Ashley's phone was named after him. No, that was Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. Yeah. She does love that too. And what was the other one?
You're just talking about how your beautiful light shines
upon
others.
For all of those things, except for cruises and Disney so far, my way was obviously the right way. And Shamra came to know that. And live that to a fuller extent than I am. And I will say this. She is asking me about cruises.
Well, she lives in Seattle now.
She used to hate them. And now she's asking me about them because that's all. I mean, she's just seeing the truth through me. I am a missionary of good things.
So why are you telling this story?
She hates Disney. And if you are like her and you hate Disney, this is not the podcast for you, basically. But
unless
so far you've listened to this for a good amount of time.
Open to being converted to loving Disney.
Yeah.
Then keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because we love Disney World. And it's been like, what, 12, 15 years since I've been?
Yeah.
More.
It's been a while for me,
We've been
too.
At Disneyland.
What year did
Hopefully
you go?
Hopefully you've seen that vlog, our family going to Disneyland and California Adventure. 2 different videos. So, so, so fun. George was 7 months old.
When did you go to Disney World?
Disney World,
what
I was
year?
Like 10.
Might have been there at the
like
same
2000,
time.
2000, maybe. I'll have to look back at those cute little chubby
Dallin
pictures.
Dallin's basically a virgin Disney goer, though.
I am.
He's like prepping for this trip.
I don't remember very much
like,
about
okay,
it.
Okay, we have to make sure to get all this stuff in, and we need to like clock our times, and like he's just stressing a little
clock
bit about
our time.
Like, you're just like, we need to make sure we're up by this time. And
yeah, I just want to, like, get there right
when
it opens.
Not waste time doing this and not waste time doing that and make sure. And I'm just like, Dallin, we will get to it when we get to it.
If we only have 4 days, I want to, like, make the most of them.
Here's the, you will. That's the magic of Disney.
Not every, if we get out the door at noon.
Moment is magical. Where you're staying is magical. Walking from where you're sleeping to where the bus is magical.
But is it as magical as Space Mountain?
We're not going on Space Mountain.
Why? Rider swap.
It's like a 2-hour wait line.
Not if you ride the single rider line.
Okay. Maybe we'll go on Space Mountain. We didn't get to it last time.
Yeah. During nap time is when Ashley are going to capitalize. I guess we're starting to list off all of our hopes and expectations now.
The transportation is magical. Like the boat rides. You take a boat from the campground.
What I'm saying is I want to start the boat ride at 8 in the morning when the park opens.
All I'm saying is if we start at 8 in the morning, we might not make it to fireworks.
Well, fireworks happen every night. We don't have to watch them every night. Hopefully one night. But the other days, we should make the most of the park. Huh?
Huh?
Am I crazy? Listeners who are Disney fanatics,
I just know we have
please
two children.
Tell me if I'm crazy.
Who very often do not cooperate with our hopes and dreams.
Look, we have nothing else to focus on in the world but besides have a beautiful time at Disney World and film it.
I could just see us getting really stressed when we aren't making it to the Navi River boat cruise in time.
Why would we have to be there at a certain time?
I don't know. Like, we really want to get there, but our kids are having a breakdown, but we really want to get there so we get grouchy.
I'm not going to let that happen, but we're going to try to just wake up and keep, we're not going to lollygag, but we're going to have developmentally appropriate expectations of our children to get the heck out the door.
I don't feel like I've lollygagged since our children were born.
No. Yeah. This morning I felt like we were lollygagging.
Maybe you were.
I just wanted to go, like, pick up the kids and go.
Well, they had to be dressed and fed.
After they were dressed, we were just
hanging out.
That's
what I'm saying. There are moments when they have to be dressed, fed, and changed.
I'm just like, is it leaking yet? No. Okay, so this is where Ashley and I even each other
out. I'm like, have you guys seen the Office episode with Pam where she's having her baby? And she's like, if we get to the hospital, we get to the hospital.
And Jim's
if we
like,
don't
look,
get to
Pam,
the
let's
hospital,
go. Okay, it's time to go now.
We don't get to the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, that's what my mind keeps like playing for me. If we get to the Navi River ride, we get there. If we don't get there, we don't get there.
Well, you'll be a lot happier inside for thinking that. But
exactly.
I want to get there do it.
This is how my brain works. I like set very low expectations. And then I have this like secret hidden cupboard of hopes that I only go and open if my very low expectations are being sort of met. And then I'm like, maybe we could do this, but maybe not. But let's try.
Well, I take the bachelor route and make myself
Dallin's
vulnerable.
Like, I am going to find love on this trip and I'm going to get engaged in 2 weeks.
No, look, I open myself up to being hurt because I have these high hopes and dreams. And I at least put myself out there to achieve them.
I'm like the scarred one who's like, I've been hurt so many times.
You're the one who has no expectations, so you never get hurt. I think that it's okay to have high hopes and dreams.
It's because
they'll get you a lot farther.
When I do get hurt,
it'll get you a lot farther than if you had no goals or expectations.
I don't think so. I think I have like played the system where I just do my best, which is really good.
It is.
Not always, but like it usually gets me past my small expectations. So then I feel like I've made this great achievement. And then I've already organized what the big expectations are. And we just get there without even trying to get there because we're just trying to do the normal stuff, but we do it really well.
So you really are hoping those things anyways.
But I don't say it and I don't think it. I just know that it's there.
I'm like Grant Cardone, 10X, go, 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 baby. Let's figure this out and run and go.
But I still succeed as much as you succeed. I just do it without all of the stress and heartache. It's an app. It's a mindset of serenity. Until the thing with me though is like I can hold that out longer than Dallin can, like for sure I can like maintain the mindset of serenity, but when it breaks harder than Dallin's. It breaks bad.
Yeah. All right, well, That was our podcast, so just kidding.
No, it wasn't.
No, there's more.
What are you most excited for on our trip?
I am excited to just see the joy in our children's eyes.
What are you most excited for after that?
Here's what I'm hoping is that George isn't freaked out about every little thing because he's scared of the closet right now. He just sees that the light's not on in the closet and he's like, that's a little scary.
That's a little scary to me,
Mom. It's so cute how he says it, but he's just scared of so many things. And I don't want to take him like on all these rides that get a little dark inside.
Yeah, Dallin learned
I'm just so scared. I'm just so fearful that he's going to just hate everything.
Dallin's scarred from his birthday, from George's birthday. When Dallin bought George a gift that Dallin has dreamed about giving to his child,
little white battery-powered Jeep that he sits in.
And he bought him like a Power Wheels car that you can sit in, which I always dreamed of too. But George, who is a very cautious soul, he had a fun time sitting in it, but then we slash Dallin made the mistake of being like, he's gonna love it. Let's just start it going and he'll love it. And George did not love it.
He hated it.
He hated it. And we pushed him into it. And like, we didn't push him into the car. Like, we pushed him into like experiencing something he wasn't ready to experience. And he to this day will not touch that car.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even like talking about it.
It may have damaged other things too. But he's very cautious, very scared of a lot of things right now. And I just hope so much that he's not just scared of all the characters and scared of all the rides, because that would just be
miserable.
Here's
the great thing about Disney. Like, George loves trains and planes.
It won't be miserable. I shouldn't say that, because we can go to Animal Kingdom and just stay outside and look at the animals.
He loves things that are very age appropriate to him, like, and not scary. And Disney has so much of that. And a lot of the rides you can make more intense or less intense. And we should probably just like lean towards the less intense. And we have a park hopper and we can go and try it again and get a little more crazy. But I would bet money that he would say, oh, sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad. No, that's a little scary.
That's what he says when he doesn't like something. I think because whenever we do something he doesn't like, we are like, sorry, George.
Yeah.
So now whenever he doesn't like anything, he'll just be like, sorry.
No, sorry. 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 No, sorry.
And that's basically his way of being like, stop that right now.
I know. He's like, yeah, that's what he says. So I am hoping that he enjoys the rides and just sees them as fun things and is not scared of them and all the characters, because it will greatly limit the things that we are able to do.
For sure.
All right,
but
next hope.
The great thing about Disney is there's a lot of things that you can do even if your kid doesn't want to do the big things.
Yeah, so I just hope we don't have to limit our trip to those things.
And we've been like prepping George. He watched Peter Pan for the first time, which dare I say would not be made the same way today.
Definitely not.
There are a lot of racial stereotypes that are portrayed in.
And gender roles.
And gender. And like... I don't know.
Just
like
a lot of things. It's so funny.
There's just a lot of little things where like, we didn't catch it before. And now we watch it and we're like, whoa, like if that happened today.
Those were all fixed in Frozen and Moana.
Yeah. Like if that came out today, there would be like major issues, which is why they don't make movies with those things today.
Right. Anyways, what were we saying?
Which I think is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We're just talking about Disney.
Oh, my next hope.
Oh yeah. Oh, what am I most excited for?
Uh-huh.
I am most excited for our date night.
That's going to be so fun. Ashley, didn't we say this yet? Ashley has a friend that's coming down and that lives in Georgia.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch their kids one night so they can go out. And then they're going to watch George and James one night and we get to go out.
And I literally, like, Dallin and I haven't been on, like we've been on dates, but there's always just, it's like, okay, let's go to this restaurant that's really close.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, the point of the date is to just get away. But not to like have an experience, really. It's just to not be with kids and just
like
be
talk
us.
To each other.
Like, that's the point. Like, sometimes we just go on a date to the post office.
Yeah.
Or to Costco.
It's fun because
and
we
it's
have
super
mail
fun. But like, from the this is community. Like the great return of Dallin and Ashley. Like, we don't have a baby. I'm not pregnant. Well, we don't have a baby. Uh-huh. And I'm not pregnant. We can leave our kids for a little bit of time and we're doing it in Disney.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yeah, so
I'm just excited to go on a ride with you, because last time in Disney we didn't go on a ride at all together because we had George.
We just did rider swap or like.
And the magic is doing it with the ones you love. It's almost sad doing it alone because you're like, who do I turn to when this crazy thing happens?
Like, you can't talk about it.
You can't like look at them and
you
be
just
like,
talk
oh
about
my
it
gosh.
Afterwards when they come out of the. exit and you're like, well, how was your ride? It was good. How was your ride? Okay. How's George? He's crying. Okay. So yeah, it's going to be so fun to do at least so a few rides together.
And it's so fun. Like, we really hope that we can maintain this tradition of going to Disney World. Like,
at least once a month.
No, I really hope like our businesses are doing well enough that like we can afford this, because I grew up with that tradition and it's just such a fun tradition. And we're kind of just in the, like, we just are saying to ourselves, like, this year is with babies, but like, imagine how great next year is when George can do this ride with us. And George,
yeah, once he's past 40 inches tall.
And George can have, he'll have a little bit more fun at this restaurant with us. And like, it's just so fun to think forward, where I feel like so much of parenting is being sad that they're growing. Like,
for you,
I'm happy too, but like, it's sad when George stops saying a word like in the cute baby way and he says it the normal way. Or like, it was sad when he stopped letting me rock him to sleep, and it was sad when he stopped nursing. And it was like, there's a lot of sad, you have to like, there's a lot of partings, or like the relationship changes so fast with kids. But and that can be sad, not like depressing, but just you kind of are like, oh, like, yeah, that was the last time.
But there's a lot of those, but there's a lot of new times too. With
Disney, there's no sadness about growing up. It just gets better and better, because you're like, next year you can do this with me, and next year you'll get this. And yeah, like, next year you'll look into my eyes and be like, I'm having so much fun, instead of looking into my eyes and saying, I am hungry, take me home.
Yeah. That's another thing George says a lot. I want to go home. Yeah. He's ready to go home.
He's very much like me in a lot of ways.
But he also gets stressed when we're at home too much and needs to get out. So anyways, we're hoping that George isn't just a stress case this entire time and can enjoy it
and isn't scared of everything. I think he'll have a lot of fun.
I think so too.
It's super stimulating and he loves just looking at things, and there's a lot of like kid toddler stuff. And
here's a
he
hope.
Is going to meet Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, we're so excited for
and
that.
Daniel
he
Duck.
He loves Winnie the Pooh. And, oh, he calls Donald Duck Daniel Duck.
And he calls Christopher Robin Chris Robin.
Or Christo Robin.
Like, he's his friend.
Oh, it's Chris Robin.
Like, yeah, he knows him.
I'm excited for that too. Here's another hope. I hope that they nap for 2 to 3 hours at the same time in the park in their stroller.
I think they'll crash. If we, like, they'll crash. Like, George, remember George, our last trip to Disneyland? That was the first night he slept through the night.
We'll put the links to those videos.
7 months old. He only woke up. He woke up once at 4. And I remember waking up and being like, oh my gosh. Like, I woke you up. I think I was like, this is the first time he woke up.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be very tired.
Uh-huh. So we're super excited for that. And hoping that they nap at the same time in the park in the stroller, so that we can go do a few rides during the day.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one or two a day.
Well, separately, but
separately. Yeah. Just leave them in the stroller section. No, we won't do that.
We're so excited for the restaurants and the food. Dallin and I vacation differently.
This is the biggest vacation we've ever had.
We try and just do vacation things. Like we are going to eat out at some of the nice restaurants. I know for a lot of people, it's like a matter of money and budgeting, and it is for us too, but we like didn't want to go to Disney until we could do Disney kind of.
Yeah. So we saved a lot for that. We've been looking for this for a long time.
Uh-huh. And like, we're so excited for the restaurants. Disney, like we went to Disneyland and I was a kid all the other times I went. And then I didn't go for a long time. And then we went to Disneyland as grownups. And I just think it's so worth it to like get, and it doesn't even cost that much for a lot of the food. Like, their corn dogs are so good.
So good.
And like, their ice cream shop was so fun. And a lot of their portions are big enough to share. Like, it really wasn't like that huge of a hit to not pack lunches, but to eat Disney food.
Yeah. That's one thing I'm looking forward to. Cause the one time I did go to Disney World, it was like 15 years ago. And I remember like we packed our own food, which is still good, fine. But it's like part of the experience. And really, really fun to eat the food there.
Yeah. And like, we're not like hating on that. It's fine. But it was so fun. And we did that a lot too.
We've just
like,
budgeted for that this time.
Yeah. Like my mom would pack a cooler and like, which is great. I mean, like she had 4 babies, so you have to. But yeah, we're kind of in this magical place where we only have 2 kids.
And they don't eat that much.
And they don't eat that much. So it's just Dallin and I paying for ourselves and they eat off our plates kind of. And it's just
we're really looking forward to that.
And we're foodies. Like, we love eating out.
Yeah. And we've tried not to book ourselves too much. That's one of the tips. So many of you guys have given us amazing tips, which thank you, thank you, thank you. And turns out we have a lot of a lot of people in Dashley community who work at Disney World, which is so cool because they've given us such good tips. And also people who just live it in there have season passes. Like, you should see some of these emails.
Yeah.
They're so good. But one of the tips was to not overbook ourselves with kids. So we only have like one restaurant experience a day, and we're going to just kind of make those happen and, mm-hmm. and just try not to, like Ashley's keeps reminding me, not have too high of hopes just because we're going to take it easy, but still try to make the most of it.
Your expectations are low and your hopes are high. And you shoot for the stars, but you work, but not really.
Okay. There. Put that in vinyl lettering up on your wall.
It's not shoot for the stars, but not really.
Shoot for the stars, but not really.
Just so that you're okay when it doesn't, so you can be happy with whatever experience you have.
We will.
That's all I try. It's so easy to get discouraged and feel like you're not doing everything that you want to be doing or should be doing.
We're just going to try to treasure the small moments while we're there. And we did buy the photo pass too, right.
which is really cool.
So we're not going to worry about lugging around our DSLR,
which is hard
because we love having our own really nice photos.
It would be
photos.
Easier if we weren't carrying them so much.
Yeah, I would if we, yeah, but we have our iPhones and we're just going to take advantage of all the Disney photographers there and try to get a ton of good photos to be posting on Instagram for you guys.
Here's a plug for the iPhone X. It takes really good pictures.
Freak. I love portrait mode on the iPhone X.
It's really awesome.
So that's what we're using.
And
what else? Any other hopes, expectations that we can set now and see if they happen?
I guess we're just prepping you guys all for the vlogs, but I'm just so excited. So we're staying at Fort Wilderness. And we had a campground there at Disney World. And me, in my infinite poshness, even as a child, always dreamed of staying in the cabins.
And you never did?
We never did because we had a really nice trailer. Like, it wasn't.
Oh, you didn't wear in a tent.
No.
You were in a trailer. Oh, heavens, no. But now we have a cabin.
I just think cabins.
This is what you've looked forward to forever.
I love Fort Wilderness. I just don't want to ever own a trailer. I would just rent one before I own one. But I love cabins. It's like the best of both worlds.
And a Disney cabin is like a step up.
Right. You don't have to hook up to the poop sewer tank.
Nope. It's already built in.
You have a bathroom, but you're still in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Cabins. The definition of a cabin.
Yeah. We're so, so, so excited.
And I love like the joys of Fort Wilderness. Like, I love that place. And I loved it as a kid. Like, there's peacocks walking around. There's a petting zoo. You can rent bikes.
You can rent golf carts.
You can rent golf carts. You can you take a boat to all the parks. Like, I loved that. And I'm just so excited to see George see it. That's one of the best parts.
I want to be taking a lot of photos. Try to capture George's reactions.
That's the genius of Disney. They make it so fun for kids. But then when the kids grow up, they just want to see their kids live the joys that they've lived.
Yeah.
I wish I had started it. I wish I was Walt Disney.
Why didn't we start? What's the Dashley theme park going to be? Where should that be? Let's just start it right now.
No, I will never. I will just go to Dollywood.
Okay. That's a good plan. It's stressful.
It's stressful.
And we need to organize meetups in Walt Disney World. That'd be sweet.
Yeah. So if any of you guys are going to be there, check up our Instagram because we'll probably have every day.
A lot of people have said they want to go. The people who are in Florida
are going to happen to be there. Thinking, at the same time. Every day we'll just.
We should probably send out a story saying meet up this time.
I'm trying to say that. It's okay.
I interrupted you. Go on.
Every day.
Just kidding.
Check up our Instagram because every day I want to be we're having lunch here in 1 hour. Come and say hi, or we're in line for this ride. Anyone else? Or please give us your fast pass tickets.
Yes.
If you have fast pass tickets for the Navi River Cruise or the other one, there's two.
That's the only reason Ashley wants to meet up with you.
No, there's other reasons.
Totally kidding. Okay, well, I think, did we talk about our red eye flight expectations?
I don't even, everyone keeps asking me are you scared?
We're starting tonight with a red eye flight with our kids. My hopes and dreams are that we all sleep during it.
It may be terrible. I see that's you need to I keep being telling down stop it.
At least for a few hours. Why? Like, they're
if
sleeping,
the plane ride is a few hours,
it's 4 hours long, so
what is
they're sleeping at night normally, so hopefully they just fall asleep in our arms and we can somehow rest them in a way we're not using our muscles so that we can relax and fall asleep too, without them falling onto the floor.
If you do fall asleep, it won't be a great sleep. Have you ever snuggled with George at night when he's asleep? He's like an octopus in the bed.
He does wriggle around a lot.
Okay. I'm not trying to. I'm not being a downer.
I don't want to be dead on our first day there.
You'll just be so excited.
Are we going to be mad that we saved a couple hundred dollars to like not sleep a whole night the first night? The only reason we're taking a red eye flight is because it was way cheaper.
We don't sleep anyways.
We do. They only get up once or twice.
What?
And we pretty much get them in our sleep.
No, George wakes up like twice.
Yeah, I said once or twice.
James wakes up twice. That's four times.
And I just go up and get them like a zombie, or put George's pacifier back in his mouth and then go back to sleep.
All I'm saying is that
I've gotten very used to that.
Okay, I know. I'm saying it's great. I'm just saying we don't sleep much anyways.
That's wrong, because we do. We sleep a normal amount for parents with two kids.
I know. And
and on this flight, I am just hoping that we sleep a few hours. That's all I want. Just more than nothing.
I really just don't want you to have this expectation.
You're going to stay awake the entire time?
I don't know. But I'm not expecting them to sleep.
Well, you guys will just have to see how the red eye flight goes in our red eye flight vlog.
If you expect them to sleep, and if you think you
What are they going to do? Stay awake? They like zonk out if we
sleep. Exactly.
They zonk out so hard if they're up too late. They're just like, James just passes out. They're going to pass out. It's nighttime.
Don't say that. Why? Do not say that.
We rode the train home, 9 o'clock. James was out in my arms.
Okay. And it may happen, but it may not.
There's no good reason, unless there's like air pressure hurting their ears.
Exactly. Or like they are uncomfortable, or the sound bothers them.
In that small, they have noise machines that are way loud.
Listen, I am hoping they sleep.
Okay, good.
But
me too. That's my expectation.
I'm not expecting it. Because
I'm expecting it.
You're going to be grouchy then.
I'm hoping it.
Nope. Don't.
But I will be happy, however, because we're going on vacation and it's going to be fun.
Promise?
Yes, I promise.
Even if you don't sleep.
Because there's nothing I can do about it, because we're stuck in a plane. What are we going to do? Jump out? So I'm going to just be happy and accept it and breathe and know that my internal excitement and adrenaline for Disney World will keep me awake the next day.
Right.
And these are the things that I'll keep telling myself, okay? Because I don't want to be miserable and you have to deal with me as well, because you already have to do too often. And it shouldn't be happening on vacation.
You should just expect it to go a little bit bad, because it probably will.
It probably will.
And just expect that.
But after like the first hour of screaming, I'm hoping that the heavens smile upon us and the pixies sprinkle sleep dust.
I can nurse James. Like, it won't go bad forever unless her ears are exploding with pain.
Uh-huh.
But that could happen, and keep that one in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Or James. Like, just expect it to go kind of bad, because it probably will, because we're waking them up from sleeping. We're getting in a plane and there are no beds. Just be mentally prepared for that. I'm not saying, like, I don't know, like, don't plan on that and make it happen somehow by thinking it will happen so hard, but just be prepared for it bad. But the good thing is that they're not in their car seats in the back of our car, and we can't help. That's what everyone keeps saying. Ashley, you must be so like nervous for this. And all I can say is I'm more nervous for a car ride than I am for this. Because at least I can like hold them, or like feed her, or like, I don't even care. This is like, the only stress I have is being afraid that we'll all die tonight.
Right.
When the plane crashes.
It's not going to crash.
Besides my fear of dying, I'm not scared.
Oh, okay.
Because cars are way harder. I think the car ride to St. George, which is basically the same amount of time, is way more stressful than this.
Yeah.
Because the whole time you're hoping they don't wake up, and you're hoping they don't cry, because then you can't do anything except stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to stop. So I'm excited. I'm excited for them to break down and for me to be able to comfort them.
I worry too much about all the people sitting around us and our kids, like, not screaming too much. And I shouldn't. They should be understanding. But it's just the reality that you're going to annoy a lot of people sitting around you.
Okay, well, like, we're packing a bag of candy.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going in this like, you're going to break down and I have nothing for you. there will be a literal pound of candy in our backpack. 18 videos loaded on his little screen thing.
Yeah, we have all the videos. We have all the candy. 100 other
snacks, new toys, a sticker book. Like, we have all, we're bringing all the things too.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
George would let you saw off his leg if he could watch Little Baby Bum, so.
Whoa.
Not really, but like,
I get the point you're trying to make.
Calm him from.
Well, yeah, but it does weird things to his brain. I don't want to watch that.
I'm not saying we will. I'm just saying if we have to, we can.
Can we though? Because can you download that?
I think there's Wi-Fi on our plane.
If we pay for it.
Well, I mean, if he's having a manic breakdown and the only thing that will cure it is paying $10 for Little Baby.
Well, here's another hope of mine that it doesn't get to that point.
I know, but if it does, you can just turn that on.
What if he hates his headphones that we bought him and he can't hear it because the plane's too loud?
You can hear stuff. It's just...
And then we're annoying all the people around
us. They would rather hear that than him screaming.
Noises.
I would be like, turn it back on! Because they all have headphones.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, there's our hopes and dreams and doubts and anxieties and fears, so...
So make sure to watch our Disney vlogs.
The Disney vlogs are coming.
The Disney post podcast. We're going to do our best to
edit while we're there. And then we'll do a Disney post podcast when we get back, talking all about it. And then we'll put the links to the videos in the descriptions for all those podcasts so you can see all the videos. And we're just so excited to share this experience with you guys. It's going to be really, really fun.
Yeah, we are very. I can't believe we have to leave in like 6 hours.
Yeah, we got to go pack.
And clean.
And that's going to be in our getting ready vlog. So let's go start filming.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, see you guys.
Let's build a big little life, 'cause we don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never fell out.